This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, data and politics. Ahead of the midterm elections next week, state and local candidates are using tools the presidential campaigns pioneered 2 years ago, and they're testing out technology designed to get out the vote in 2016. Marketplace's David Gurer reports.
In his office at NGP Van, Stu Trevelyan shows off a new social organizing tool.
Let's see. Let's go here.
Many Democratic campaigns use software from NGP Van. Trevelyan and his colleagues have created what he calls a virtual phone bank. A campaign will use your Facebook profile to find friends of yours in competitive districts.
You know, I grew up in Massachusetts. I know lots of people there. I went to college in California. I know lots of people there. I can actually identify, people from that district and actually, begin calling them.
The thinking is you're more likely to take advice from someone you know. Campaigns are trying to tap into what's called social capital. Until recently, they relied on actual phone banks and volunteers on the ground going door to door.
So there were a lot of clipboards and a lot of paper and, frankly, a lot of data that didn't get used.
It's now common for a canvasser to carry a smartphone, says David Nickerson. He's a political science professor at the University of Notre Dame. An app will have a script, and then afterward, the volunteer can punch in some important information.
And that data is automatically uploaded with a timestamp, and then it gives you the next household you're supposed to go to.
Nickerson says new technology makes it easier for campaigns to allocate resources better.
Do that next round of calls, you can remove all the dead wood. Or if the people said they didn't support, you can make sure that you don't knock on them again.
Campaigns are also trying out new tools to get a sense of what voters are still up for grabs. Patrick Ruffini is a Republican strategist with Echelon Insights.
Through the use of statistical modeling and surveys and experiments, it's now possible to really focus efforts on people who are most likely to change their mind if contacted.
The digital landscape is constantly changing, Ruffini says. Last time around, social media was not the primary way for campaigns to communicate with likely voters directly. It may be by 2016, and strategists want to refine new tools before the next presidential election. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.